This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will have a second reading and vote on its $35 vehicle registration fee on the 27th of the month. The city wants to use the vehicle registration along with an increase in utility fees to pay for future sidewalk and road special assessments. At Tuesday's meeting, former council member Sean Fitzgerald testified that the proposal is unfair to people who have paid special assessments in the past. Chamber CEO Rob Klayman presented the results of their survey. They asked chamber members their opinion. 26% were in favor, 33% opposed it, and 41% would rather see an increase in the general tax levy to pay for road projects. Klayman told the council, given the fact that 74% of those surveyed opposed the vehicle registration fee and an increase in utility fee, they will work with the council to find another solution. Klayman says the bottom line is members want more roads fixed and faster. The council also discussed Mayor Matt Mugerauer's proposal to do away with the office of mayor starting in 2025. The mayor stopped short of asking city officials to draw up an ordinance because one council member was absent from the Tuesday meeting. It'll come back at a later day. Page 2, the city of Oshkosh is still sitting on a couple of million dollars in American Rescue Plan Act funds. The city is having a series of public information sessions today and tomorrow to show nonprofits how to apply for that money. EAA is promising a huge drone show as part of Air Ventures Night Air Shows this summer. Over 500 drones would be put on display at one time. More details coming soon, but the downtown Oshkosh Main Street Bridge is expected to close for repairs and renovations for a good share of 2025. A little business news, Leon's Frozen Custer reopens for the season coming up on Friday, and Rogan Shoes has been bought by Shoe Carnival for a whopping $45 million. Over 500 people turned out for economist Brian Ballew's Economic Outlook Breakfast this week. Brian says inflation is expected to decline further in 2024, and banks are still tightening their credit. 2024 will be a flat year, but look for growth in 2025, 2026, and 2027, and prepare for some tough times coming in 2030. Turning to sports, congratulations to former Lourdes standout Preston Redinger. He's this week's Horizon League Basketball Player of the Week. He's helped the Phoenix go from worst to first this season. And Oshkosh North has wrapped up at least a share of this year's Fox Valley Association Boys Basketball Championship. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.